Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read first, and then I'll tell you here in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 1. And I'm going to speak for just a very few minutes. About the glory of God and what it can do in our lives. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, then God called to him out of the midst of the bush. And Moses said, and he said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he, that's the Lord, he said unto him, draw not nigh hither, don't come any closer, but put off your shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereof thou standest is holy ground. The place where you are standing, don't come any closer, he told him, because the place where you're standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of Abraham. Oh my. And I'm the God of Isaac. And I am the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face and was afraid to look upon God. Now I want to speak for just a few minutes about what the glory of God did in this particular place. You know, we saw that the bush, we saw that the dirt, we saw that the rocks, the sand, and all of the whatever was in that desert, you know, in one minute, it was bush. It was dirt. It was just stones and all of that and so on. The next minute, it was holy ground. Because of the presence of the Lord. And I've said this before and I'll say it again today, and that's, you know, think about if the glory of God can turn sand and dirt and bush and stones and rocks and all of these things in the desert. If the glory of God can do that, turn all of that into holy ground, and think about this. What do you think the glory of God can do in the earthen vessels? Remember, the earth is just like the sand, the rocks, and the bush, and all of these things that are there. But in the earthen vessels that he made for his own habitation, what do you think his glory can do? And I preached on this subject before. You can check it out on our website. It's called Treasure in Earthen Vessels. And I preached on that before. But I want to challenge us to think about that this morning. Think about that. You know, that's what God can do. Praise the Lord. God can turn your life that is like dirt right now and turn it into holy ground. God can turn anything that's been given up or written up, he can turn it into a place of his habitation if he so chooses. And he told Moses, don't come any closer, but I want you to take your shoes off your feet, because the place where you're standing is holy ground. Now, before God came, it wasn't holy ground. It was just desert. It was just bush. In fact, Moses had been in that place before, you know, and he didn't have to take off his shoes. Nobody told him anything about the hallowed ground, you know. But this one time, the presence of God, he changed all of that. And not only did God do that, here's what Moses did. When Moses saw the burning bush, so to speak, The bush was burning, but it wasn't consumed. Not typically, when something is burning, it is consumed. But this bush appeared, there was fire, it looked like flame and so forth, but it wasn't the type of flame that was making, you know, everything else to turn to ashes. You know, in fact, everything wasn't turning to ashes. Instead, it was turning to glory. Amen. Hallelujah! It wouldn't turn to ashes. The bush turned to glory. My goodness. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. And the Lord waited for Moses to say that before he would speak to him. So all this thing was to catch his attention, to bring him, you know, to hear the word of the Lord. And then finally he said, I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And before all of that, one time he appeared to Abraham himself and he said, I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. And he told Abraham, I want you to walk before me all the days of your life. Now, you know, notice what he said to Abraham. I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. And that's where I'm going to close this exhortation with today. And I want to challenge every one of us. Is the Lord your shield? And is he your exceeding great reward? Here is what he said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Wow. You know, I want you to ponder about that for a minute. Now, God didn't say to Abraham that I'm going to give you an exceeding great reward. He didn't say that. Are you hearing me, church? He didn't say, I am going to give you an exceeding great reward. He didn't say that. He said, I am your exceeding great reward. Not that I'm going to give you an exceeding great reward or exceeding great blessing. You know, in fact, before he promised him the great promise that everybody's talking about till today, he said that. You know, and Abraham, he cashed in on that. I said, well, you are my exceeding great reward. Okay, well, why am I going childless? And the Lord said, well, the Lord, what God is interested in for us to do is for us to choose him, the Lord, as our chief joy. He wants to be your reward. See, not the blessings that he gives. All of those are fringe benefits, if you want to call it that. You know, but the Lord himself is who we want. God wants you to desire him as your very, very own reward. Don't look just for the things that God will give you. He'll give you those things. That's nice. But let me ask you this today. And let me challenge every one of you. There is something that you are praying for that is so dear that you want God to give to you. Like this man, he said, I am childless. You know, why are you telling me you are my great reward, seeing that I go childless? You know, but God in his plans, he had something that he planned. But let me ask you this today, church. The thing that you hold most dear, that you want the Lord to do for you, the thing that is even a matter of life and death to you, maybe, that you want the Lord to do for you. Suppose he doesn't do it. Will he still be your exceeding great reward? Suppose he doesn't do that thing that you said, Lord, if you do this, I will do that. And if you do this, I will serve you all the days of my life. Suppose he chooses not to do it. Not because he can't do it. We already know that there is nothing impossible with God.
No, no, no.
How many of you say amen to that?
Yes.
Oh, I know. Not only am I persuaded, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is nothing that God cannot do. Amen. But sometimes he may choose not to do it just to see whether he is your reward or the thing that you are asking for is your reward. Is God your reward? Will you serve him even if he doesn't do that thing that you are praying about? Let's stand to our feet this morning. Will you choose God as your very own reward, even if he doesn't do the thing that you are asking him to do for you? Now, many of us, I mean, just about everybody, you know, that loves the Lord or, you know, calls themselves, you know, a believer or anything, all those people, they're going to bless the name of the Lord when everything is good. Not entirely the whole world blesses the Lord when things are good, but I said the people of God, they generally will bless the Lord when things are going good. But what if things are not going good? Like Job. What if you lose everything in one day? Like Job did.
Yes, sir.
What will you do then? And the Lord, he makes the difference between Abraham's wishes and God, what God himself wants. What God wanted for Abraham was to be Abraham's reward. Now Abraham, he wanted something else. You know, he wanted a child and this and that and so forth. You know, but God saw beyond all of that. Now there are some of you here today that you are praying and believing God for something. And this by no means takes away from the mercy of God. God will have mercy on you and he will do that thing that you are asking him to do. He will do it too because of his mercy. But suppose he doesn't. And sometimes God will test you, you know, and he will draw that thing out for a while to see whether you will serve him or are you serving him only because of the good times, or will you serve him nonetheless? If you are here this morning and you know that your Redeemer liveth, like Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and though he slay me, I will yet praise him. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you can truly say that in here this morning, and if you can say, Lord, I want you to be my shield and my exceeding great reward. I want to choose you first and your righteousness. If you are here this morning and you want to say that, I want you to stay in your seats. I don't want anybody to come out this morning. But just lift up your hands. If you want to acknowledge him as your exceeding great reward this morning. Not the things that he can do for you, but his very person. If you want his very person as your exceeding great reward, and if you want that glory of God in your life to turn your life from dirt to glory, and he can do it. If that's you this morning, lift up your hands and I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to be merciful unto you. Our God is an all-seeing God. God is not mocked. You cannot deceive God. You may be able to deceive a person or the other person, but not God. God sees beyond all of that. He sees everything. He knows your heart. Can God announce himself to you as your shield and your exceeding great reward? Does he know you that well to know that you will choose him above even his gifts? Will you choose the Lord above the gifts that he gives? Let us pray here this morning. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we choose you today. Amen. If you choose the Lord, I want you to say with me, I choose you, Lord, above the gifts and above the blessings, that you may be my shield and my exceeding great reward. that my heart may follow hard after the Lord and His righteousness all the days of my life. I choose you, Lord, to be my chief joy, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Now, before this cloud of witnesses, every one of you that have said this morning that you choose the Lord, may the Lord grant you the grace that it be so, in Jesus' mighty name. And then He will add all the other things unto you. Don't worry about that. You just choose Him first, and He will add all the other things unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to ask the Lord to bless every one of you this week. And I'm going to ask Him to go with you. And you come back next Sunday, God willing, and hear the message that the Lord has given me to the church. Something that is going to change your lives. Absolutely. And it's going to be a way that every one of your prayers will be answered. So you want to hear about it, that's going to be next Sunday. You know, so don't let the devil cheat you out of that. You know, anything that you have going on, you cancel it, you'll be here next Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now that the message for next Sunday is not for the entire world, it's for this church. Praise God. You know, and you know, you're going to find out how God's going to answer every single one of your prayers. And that's next Sunday. Praise God. So you want to be here for that. Now, Lord, bless everybody here today as they go. And let the goodness and the mercy of God attend to everybody throughout this week in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Lord, we know that you are the great shepherd of the sheep. And these are your sheep, and we are the people of your pasture, the sheep that you have made for yourself, for us to follow you. And a stranger we will not follow, because we know not the voice of strangers. Therefore, Lord, today, keep, O Father, through thy own name, those whom you have given, even for us to be shepherds over in this church. Keep everyone, Lord, whom you have given to be with us in this church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus said, I pray not for the world, but I pray for those, you know, whom you have given me. Well, you know, I can't do more than what Jesus did. I can't pray for the world, because the world is not going to receive the Lord. You know, but every seed of God that's out there that may still be in the world, we pray for them. While the light will strike that seed, that they will come on home, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who have already come home, every one of you that have believed and are loving the Lord, we pray. And I pray for you that the Lord will give you the grace to serve Him with all of your heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now the Lord be gracious and merciful unto you, and cause His face to shine upon you. And the Lord lift up His countenance upon you, and give you His peace and His grace, and bring you to that place of rest throughout this week. Even as He said, He leads me beside the still waters, and He restoreth my soul, and He brings me to green pastures. So let it be for you this week, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, by the authority that is given me by the word of God, I pronounce a blessing upon every one of you this week in Jesus' mighty name. Now, you are blessed and highly favored. And everything you touch this week is blessed. Those of you who are students, I pronounce that you will be the head and not the tail. Those of you who are workers, I pronounce that you will also be the head and not the tail. Those of you who are in business for yourself, I pronounce that you will be the head and not the tail. Those of you that are in ministry or aspiring to be ministry, oh, hallelujah. I pronounce that grace of God be multiplied upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, and as the body of Christ, hallelujah, I declare and decree that the body of Christ this week is wholesome. Hallelujah. And will have complete soundness I declare and decree there shall be no sickness and no disease and no evil befall any of us throughout this week in the mighty name of Jesus. And until we meet it again, so it is spoken and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.